All right, as we jump into Factor Bullcrap, we've got the full crew on. Chris is not on vacation, neither is Tom, neither is I. We're all ready to go and ready to fire up. This one counts today.
Tom leads the series 12-10 with three ties.
All right, here we go. The first subject, we're going to break this up into two subject matters. The first half will be about the Little League World Series. And Tom, I'm expecting you to have a bit of an advantage here at sports. All right, statement number one, fact or bullcrap. A girl has still never competed in the Little League World Series. Fact or bullcrap? Icky girls have never competed in the Little League World Series.
I think that may be true. I'm going to say that's fact.
That's bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. In fact, it happened for the first time 29 years ago. On August 21st, in 1984, a girl named Victoria Roche played on Belgium's squad. Since then, 15 other girls have played.
Oh, really?
Including one on this year's Europe-Africa team. All right, fact or bullcrap.
Date my starting catcher.
Fact or bullcrap. The Little League World Series is older than the actual World Series. Fact or bullcrap.
Bullcrap.
Yeah, I think that's bullcrap, too.
Yeah, it is bullcrap. The first World Series was in 1903. The Red Sox won, although they were called the Boston Americans back then. The first Little League World Series didn't happen until 1947, and every team but one was from Pennsylvania. Number three, Taiwan has won more Little League World Series titles than any other team. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that's correct. I'm going to say that's fact.
I think that's fact, too.
It is. Taiwan's team has 17 championships, and Japan is second with 8. But America has the most of any country. If you add together all the U.S. teams, we've actually won 33.
Sure. Yeah.
That's not fair, because the Americans always play in the finals against whoever the foreign champion is.
Are you throwing a flag on the play?
No, that's fine.
All right.
That's fine.
Number four.
Sometimes the Venezuelan and Cuban teams, the pitcher has a mustache. It's unusual.
And that's on the girls' team. All right, number four. During the 6 weeks of qualifying for the Little League World Series, there are more games played than there are during an entire Major League Baseball season. Fact or bullcrap?
Well, there are regionals and there are sectionals.
Six weeks of qualifying for the Little League World Series.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? What are you going to do? You're going to go bullcrap?
Bullcrap.
I'm going to say fact.
Okay. It is fact.
Yes!
A full Major League season has 2,430 games. There are approximately 16,000 Little League World Series qualifying games played each year during July and August. No more than 6 seasons of Major League Baseball. All right, number five. Before he was a roided-out idiot, Alex Rodriguez played shortstop and reached the Little League World Series with a team from Florida in 1987. Fact or bullcrap? A-Rod, shortstop, Little League World Series.
I don't think,
from Florida.
I don't think that's true. I don't think he made it to the World Series. We would have heard more about that over the years. I think that's bullcrap.
I think that's bullcrap also.
It is bullcrap. But Major League players who have played in the Little League World Series include Gary Sheffield, Dwight Gooden, and former Red Sox catcher Jason Veritek.
All right, we're tied 3-3.
All right, here we go. We go into the back half. Now, this segment is all about Friends, the TV show Friends.
Okay.
Fact or bullcrap, Lisa Kudrow had the last line on the final episode of Friends.
Oh, I never watched Friends. Mm-hmm. Lisa Kudrow had the last line. Well, you got a 1 in 6 chance of being right or wrong.
You could almost imagine Phoebe saying something stupid to close out this. I think that's fact.
I have no idea. I'll say fact as well.
No, it's bullcrap. In the final scene, Chandler and Monica are moving out of the city because they bought a house. They decide they don't need to leave right away, so Rachel asks if they want to go get some coffee, and Chandler has the last line. He says, sure, where? Of course. Matthew Perry has dual citizenship in the United States and Canada. Fact or bullcrap?
I think this is a trick. I think this is one of their trick questions. I think it's one of the other cast members that has dual citizenship, so I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
I agree, bullcrap.
It's fact. He was born in Massachusetts, but his parents divorced when he was a baby, and his mother raised him in Ottawa. Sounds like somebody else we know, doesn't it?
So he can't be president either?
Apparently not. Okay. Number three, despite her popularity, Jennifer Aniston has never topped People magazine's most beautiful list. Jennifer Aniston.
No, I think she has. That's bullcrap.
I think that's fact.
It's bullcrap. They named her the most beautiful person in the world back in 2004. Courtney Cox nabbed the top spot almost a decade earlier in 1995. David Schwimmer is the only main cast member who has not hosted Saturday Night Live. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that's bullcrap.
I'll agree, bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. He hosted in 1995. Matt LeBlanc is the only one who has not hosted. By the way, Matt LeBlanc, the fastest celebrity on BBC America's Top Gear.
That's where they take a car out on the track. And
yep, he's the fastest guy around.
Are we at the last question?
We are at the last question.
I think I'm ahead, right?
Tom leads 5-4, so I'll go first.
Here we go. Statement number 5 or 10. The guy who played Gunther, Rachel's coffee shop co-worker and wannabe boyfriend, has appeared in several big comedies since the show ended, including Bridesmaids, Dinner for Schmucks, and Night at the Museum. Fact or bullcrap?
Let's see. Tom has to go first.
Considering I never watched the show, I can't even picture Gunther. But those movies sound like something that...
Let me give you a hint. He was blonde.
Those movies sound like something that... I'll say this is fact.
Bullcrap.
It is bullcrap.
Ah, yeah, you went for the tie and you got it.
His name is James Michael Tyler, and according to IMDb, he only had bit parts in 5 things since 2004, including an appearance on Matt LeBlanc show episodes where he played himself. All right, there it is. We're going to end on a tie with that one. Congratulations.
I'm really good at playing myself, by the way. I could appear in dozens of roles as myself.
I'm sure you could. Mm-hmm. WSAU will be right back.
Tonight on Al Jazeera TV, it's crazy men blowing things up. Then it's crazy women blowing things up. Followed by trilateral peace talks where dissident factions of the desert world seek common ground and their starkly contrasting ideologies. Then crazy people blowing things up. It's all happening tonight. Right after Piers Morgan Live, only on Al Jazeera TV, the most combustible name in news.
The news, talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.